perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, just as we can here at the American Freedom Network, and unfortunately, our regularly scheduled guest didn't call in, so it's going to be you and me. I don't have anything really prepared this morning, so give us a call at 877-254-7524. Something you'd like to talk about? Well, go right, give us a call. 877-254-7524. But thought maybe we'd talk a little bit about this idea that something dramatic is going to happen later this year. 12-12-12, the 12th of December 2012. Some major event is going to occur. And the question is there anything to this? Well, we do know, and if you haven't read Tom Buckhorn's excellent book, Petrus Romanus, it's well worthwhile getting. We do know that the dark forces who govern this earth have been planning something major for later this year. And certainly their writings going back to the 1100s, certainly to at least the 1500s, within the Catholic Church anticipating that there would be a major event in December of the year 2012. Certainly you find this in the ancient Hindu writings, the ancient Aztec writings, and certainly the Aztecs wrote about this, and other certainly South American groups wrote about this. We find this in the ancient Jewish writings. We find mention of this in the ancient Protestant writings, go back into the 1500s and 1600s, and even more recent Protestant writings, that something major would happen in the year 2012. Now, is this really a factor? Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there really are supernatural forces. There really are dark and demonic forces in the world. And they, of course, have been planning things for a long period of time. Because they're planning them doesn't mean they're going to occur, but it means that they would like it to occur. We know that the people who work behind the scenes within the shadows intended to have a major catastrophe in the early 2000s, pardon me, the 1900s, 1920, 1930, when a man named Krishnamurti was to become the ruler of the world with supernatural power, and it didn't work out. And then again in the 1980s, about 1981, 1982, by Benjamin Krem, who leads the world occult movement today, put advertisements in literally dozens of major newspapers throughout the world announcing that the Christ was coming. Well, of course, our friend Constance Cumby had written her book, Hidden Danger of the Rainbow, and was giving talks all across America exposing this occult movement, and as a result, that whole situation was diffused, and it fell through, despite the expenditure of countless millions of dollars running ads in newspapers, and they were occurred in the is in the Reader's Digest and many other major newspapers announcing the coming of the advent of the Christ. Of course, that's not the Christ of Jesus Christ of the Bible. It is the Christ, the leader of this effort to bring about a world government. You must understand that everything going on today has to do with bringing about a world government. Certainly the covert organizations that tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness are working today to bring about a world government. That's the major function of American foreign policy. Did you ever wonder why we have 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world? Do we really need that to defend America? Why we have troops stationed in 130 or more nations? Do we really need that to defend America? Why we're sending all sorts of missions to Mars and putting all sorts of things up on Mars? What does that have to do with defending America? It is all part of this world occult movement. And of course, the occultists here have strong ties to Mars. They always have. They believe that they have their counterparts up there on Mars, and they're able to spend countless billions of dollars of our tax money of putting up senseless and useless missions to Mars all the time. And why all this space program? Why is this important? It's all part of this world occult movement to bring about a one world government, a one world financial system, a one world religion with the destruction of Christianity, which is the major function of the invisible government of the United States, and then installing the one world ruler. And of course, you know that they're anti-Christian. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. That's why you're not allowed to pray in schools today. Or certainly everything is done to discourage Christianity in this country. And of course, we have some of our major churches, but many times they're headed by occultists. You remember Jimmy Baker? I mean, he had a nationwide television ministry. He was deeply involved in the occult and homosexuality. Jimmy Swaggart, you know, great evangelist. And Sidney, Ted Haggard, head of the National Association for Evangelical Christians. They've thoroughly infiltrated the Christian movement in this country. And they've changed the music and the message of the Christian church, all along with this idea of installing the new religion, going along with the new world order. Why number 1-888-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Will something happen in December of this year? I don't know. I do know that there are certainly signs that the other side is planning something big. I talked to a gentleman I know who has strong ties to intelligence, who through the years has been quite honest with me. Some people involved with intelligence work certainly are disinformation specialists, but this gentleman doesn't seem to be him. And I asked him just the other day when I called him about something else, what his feelings were, what he heard from the people intelligent. And they said, something big is coming down this year, between 5 days after the election and the end of December. Now, what does that mean? He thinks it's going to be a financial collapse of some sort, and perhaps that's true. I sometimes wonder why they would want to collapse our economic system, because they need the American economic system to dominate the rest of the world, but perhaps we've already played our function. We do know that they're working about it. We'll be back here in a moment. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Be right back.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, this is our stand here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number is 877-254-7524. I'd like to know if you have something you'd like to talk about this morning, since I have nothing scheduled. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call, 877-254-7524. But I was just saying that this one gentleman who does have ties to the intelligence agencies, and although people say, well, I'm no longer with the intelligence agencies, sort of if it's you, once a member, you're always a member, you have ties to it. And this one gentleman did tell me that many people are anticipating something major is going to happen later this year. Will it happen? I don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see. But I will tell you that our financial status as a nation is undermined. Certainly, there is no way that people, older people, are going to be able to continue receiving their Social Security and Medicare payments. No way that, or with a system that has massive obligations, and there's simply no way to pay them off. Right now, we're putting out something like $600 and almost $700 billion a year in Social Security to cover 56 million Social Security recipients. We have another 79 million Americans retiring during the next 19 years to get Social Security, and there's no money in the Social Security funds. We're putting out more every month than we're actually taking in. They're having, of course, to cash in the bonds that they have. But, of course, the Treasury has no money, so the Treasury has to go out and borrow the money. What about the Social Security checks? And we're spending 43 cents of every dollar the government spends has to be borrowed. We don't have the money, and the money's not coming in. If they raise the taxes enough to actually, fund all the things, the obligations of the federal government, why would it destroy the economy? All the money would be going to the federal government. On the other hand, if we don't do that, why we continue running up the deficit? And the deficit is not $16 trillion like they're telling you. If you look at the obligations of the federal government that they have been told us they're going to pay, the Medicare, the Social Security, the government pensions, the figure, at least according to Dr. Kiplikoff, who's a professional economist, is over $200 trillion. Other people, certainly John Williams of Shadow Statistics, say it's about $81 trillion. But understand that the entire gross domestic product of the United States is $16 trillion. So if we took every cent that every American made for the next 5 years, and all of it went into the federal government, why, we still wouldn't have enough to pay certainly the obligations of our federal government today. There's no way this is going to last. The whole thing is going to come tumbling down. Where, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Will it be this year, 5 years from now, I really don't know. But I do know that there really are people who want to destroy the United States. And certainly one very excellent way to do it would be through an EMP attack. And the government, of course, could solve the problem by the expenditure of $5 or $6 billion simply insulating our generators and transistors on our electric grids. They know that there's a danger from an EMP attack or from solar flares or something of this sort, which would certainly devastate this country electronically, would actually wipe out our entire electronic grid. You can go up on the Internet and look up the danger of an EMP attack. They've known about it for 20 years. And repeatedly, Congress has acted to a demand to a congressional committees have evaluated this and said we had to fix this because it's a threat to the survival of our society. And yet, of course, the Congress has consistently refused to do what was necessary. The expenditure of $2 billion would solve the problem. Right now, there is a danger if somebody were to explode a nuclear device, maybe 100 miles up in space over the center part of our country. They would wipe out most of the electronics in this country. And it's estimated that between 60 and 90% of the American people would be dead within a year and a half because we're totally dependent upon electricity. The danger of an EMP attack is not imaginary. It's very real. We're having a speaker on this at my conference, and don't forget, we are putting on our all-day conference on the 21st of October here in Aptos, California, close to where I live, and hope you're going to be able to come. If you'd like information, give us a call at 800-544-8927. Get your reservation. You can actually get special rates at a local hotel if you get your reservations in before the 20th of September. Otherwise, you'll have to get reservations at some other hotel. But locally, but it's going to be an excellent talk, and we are having Ambassador Cooper to come to talk about the danger of an EMP attack. There was a recent meeting of some of the country's leading experts on this within this last month, and not a word in the controlled medium, which makes me feel and fear that this is a very real threat. It's being suppressed by the media. Most people really have never even heard of this. Newt Gingrich just bring this up at the during the presidential debates. And of course, I don't like Newt Gingrich, but he was chairman and speaker of the House for years. He knew the problem. He was there when they tried in the early 1990s to do something to protect America. This is not an imaginary threat. This is a very real threat. Or one nuclear device set off in the stratosphere. It would be very easy to launch it from the Gulf of Mexico. So we have no protection from a submarine or something else in that area, or even a freighter setting off a nuclear device and a missile aiming it up into space. And if it were to actually explode up 100 miles, why would it simply knock out the electronics all across America? It's called an EMP, electromagnetic pulse attack. The threat is real, and certainly it would wipe out the electricity, and of course, then we wouldn't be able to get water. It would knock out the electronics in most of our cars and in our trucks, and most of the major diesel trucks, those newer ones today, are highly dependent upon computers and electronic chips, and those would all cease functioning, and we would simply see the total shutdown of transportation in America today. Most of our stores don't have any stocks. Everything is on a 48-hour turnaround. The big trucks are moving in all the time, bringing in the supplies of the cars to these stores, and if there were to be an EMP attack, our shelves would be empty within 48 hours, and where would you get your food? Basically, there has been testimony within the last several months before Congress that if there was an EMP attack, 60 to 90% of the American people would be dead in a year and a half. totally blacked out by the controlled media, that the testimony. Why would they block that information out? All of the information on EMP has been blocked out for many, many years. And the question is, why would the controlled media block it out unless they were planning on having something like this happening? I'm not saying this is what's going to happen. It is simply one of a number of things, that financial crisis, the war we're planning on creating over in the Middle East, because we have toppled the American. The government has toppled the governments of Egypt and Tunisia and Libya and Turkey and Lebanon and turned them all over to the Muslim Brotherhood. We're in the process of toppling the government of Syria. There's already revolutions in Yemen and Bahrain, and we can anticipate that whole region of the world being turned over to the Muslim Brotherhood, which was created by British intelligence in 1928 in preparation for just what's coming down now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all long-term planning. I want to verify that last statement. We carry the book, The Devil's Game, going to the background of the formation of the Muslim Brotherhood and the radical Islamic movement by British intelligence, and of course later taken over by our intelligence and our CIA, which is funding Sydney. Everything going on today, we have 650,000 people in Sydney, in Afghanistan today, including the 350,000 Afghan troops and police we're financing. And there's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda there. In fact, I was reading an article, one of the most recent articles by Mortimer Zuckerman, member of the Trilateral Commission, member of the CFR, editor and owner of U.S. News and World Report. And one of his recent articles, the last two articles, he was talking about Afghanistan, the war over there, and mentioned there were less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda. Less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda, and we're paying for 650,000 troops in Afghanistan. What madness is that? It's not madness at all. We want our troops over there, number one, in preparation for the coming war. Number two, of course, to unlock the process of bankrupting America. We put out over $1 trillion for the senseless war in Afghanistan and Iraq. Over $1 trillion. It's all part of the program of simply bankrupting America. If we'd been taxed to pay for this, the American people would have objected to paying taxes to finance this senseless war, but they simply borrowed the money, and it's so easy. It doesn't disturb anybody, doesn't cost anybody in America anything at all. We just fight wars by borrowing the money, but ladies and gentlemen, there's no better way to destroy this nation than to get us into massive debt and then collapse the economic system, destroy the economic foundation of this country. You destroy this country, and that's exactly what the Brotherhood of Darkness wants. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get a copy. You also need to get a copy of the book, The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game, they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. The Devil's Game tells how British intelligence and then the CIA formed the Muslim Brotherhood, which is now returning all of the countries of the Middle East and the Near East over to the Muslim Brotherhood in preparation for the terrible war. The clash of civilizations that Samuel Huntington wrote about that is coming as we pit Western civilization against the Muslim nations and kill off hundreds of millions of people in the wars that lie ahead. Our number 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We have nothing prepared this morning. We're simply just talking. Give us a call. I'd like to know what you are worried about, what you think about the financial crisis facing America, what you think about the possibility of an EMP attack, what you think about the fact that they're spraying communities all across Texas with lethal forms of aerial spray to kill off the mosquitoes, because of the West Nile virus. And ladies and gentlemen, these are deadly insecticides that they're using. They can have a profound impact upon our entire ecology, on bees, on insects, on all sorts of very important little things. And of course, they can affect the health of people as well. And I remember here in my community when they wanted to spray this area, because if we didn't spray it and get rid of the light brown apple moth, it was going to devastate the agriculture here in California. And we had to do that spraying. The scientists, the farm experts from the state said we had to spray or this whole economy would be destroyed and our agriculture would be destroyed. And the people here rose up in righteous indignation. I live in a very liberal area. The people here at the gumption to stand up and say, you're not going to spray. It's not safe. And they said, oh, we've got to spray if we're going to destroy agriculture if we don't. And the sky's going to fall and the sun's going to turn off. And people said, you're not going to do it. We're not going to let you do it. So they didn't do it. You know what happened to agriculture? Absolutely nothing. They were lying. Just like they're lying to the people in Texas. We brought the West Nile virus to the United States 40 years ago. And
if you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
We have open lines this morning, so give us a call. Do we have a caller?
Caller? What I was going to talk about is 2,4-D. In 1945, The county came along and sprayed the ditches with 2,4-D to kill the weeds.
Right.
And we had a alfalfa field adjacent to that, and it was twice as long as it was wide. And on the south side, next to the road, were a group of trees that were all in a row. They were cottonwoods, and they had developed a lot of rot in them. And inside of those trees, there were, wild bees, wild honeybees. And each year, we would get about 300 pounds of alfalfa seed. Because of those bees that were in the trees, they were tripping about, they figured about 95% of the flowers. And it was a real good crop. And then when the county came and sprayed that 2,4-D, it killed all the bees.
Right.
So we couldn't raise alfalfa seed anymore there.
Well, it's unfortunate, but they never stop and think of the complications. Oh, I'm sure that the material they're going to be spraying in Dallas and all across Texas is great for killing mosquitoes, but what else does it kill? And never, you're absolutely right. This new spraying is going to kill the bees, just like that 2,4-D did. But also, what's it going to do to the people? Actually, of course, DDT was the safest insecticide we've ever had. There's tremendous propaganda out to tell us it's terrible and going to be all sorts of problems with it. And ladies and gentlemen, DDT was a safe insecticide. That's the reason they outlawed it, because it was killing, it was saving so many people's lives. They were dying, used to die of malaria. They stopped the mosquitoes from spreading malaria, and the people lived. And we got too many people. And Alexander King, the co-chairman of the Club of Rome, made that statement. The reason he opposed DDT wasn't because it was harmful, because it was saving so many lives. But right now we're in the process of going to spray, to away with the mosquitoes, to protect us from West Nile virus. Ladies and gentlemen, the government brought West Nile virus from Egypt to the United States some 40 years ago. And of course, perhaps for this purpose, I don't know, but right now, they're justifying massive spraying in Texas with the dangerous insecticides, and they're lying to us when they tell us they're safe. Just like I'm sure they lied to this gentleman who's calling this morning, say this, the 2,4-D was safe. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, we never put an ounce of chemical fertilizer. We farmed about a section and a half.
Right.
And we never put 1 ounce of chemical fertilizer on our fields. And we didn't plant every year. We planted every other year. We gave the ground a chance to revitalize itself.
Right.
And we made just as much money as the people who used chemical fertilizer.
Sure.
And we had less damage to our machinery, because when they used that chemical fertilizer, the ground became real hard. It didn't have the loam that it needed for proper growth.
Well, I'm sure the old-time farmers know a lot more than sometimes we're told. Oh, we had all these wonderful new advantages and advances, but sometimes they're going to be disastrous results in destroying this value of our soil. And right now, I think we're facing a major drought and a major famine in America. And I think in a year or two, we're going to see the end results of it. Thank you so much for your call. Anything you'd like to say before we let you go?
Well, when I was 4 years old is when I started helping. I carried the stakes when my dad used the transit to build terraces and waterways. So I was 4 years old at the time when he started. I'm 78 now.
Right. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate that you're sharing that with us. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have something else you'd like to say, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And I think we have a second caller. Is that second caller available? Is the second caller available? I don't know what happened there anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, we have real problems, Sydney. I believe that they have the ability to create storms and droughts today, and you can see that amazing. Yeah, who's calling in?
Hi, this is Ann from Colorado Springs. And
I'm good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you very much for all you do, Dr. Stan. I'm calling because I'd like to have you tell us how Santa Cruz area was able to stop the spraying in your area so that we can put pressure on our elected officials to have the, you know, the electromagnetic war or whatever they would do to get that insulation on our transformers. We have to demand that this be done nationally. So how can we do that? Because it's not enough just to know the problem. We have to have our solutions, and we need to use our knowledge to protect ourselves.
Well, right now we're in the process of interviewing a number of people who know about this. We've already interviewed Ambassador Henry Cooper, and we have a gentleman, actually I think two programs in the next 2 weeks. One is with a legislator who wrote a book called One Second After. It's a story, a fictionalized story of what happens 1 second after an EMP attack. And then, of course, we're talking to Peter Pry, P-R-Y, who, of course, heads a group that's trying to get the information out. We have, hopefully, Bill Graham will be with us, and we'll have a number of speakers so that we can put them into a 4-CD set, and people can get those and duplicate them and get them out. We have to educate the people about the danger of EMP. Now, there's a lot of great information up on the Internet on this, but people have to realize the potential threat. And as Dr. Graham testified recently before the Senate, totally blacked out by the media, we could lose between 60 and 90% of our population within a year and a half of an EMP attack, because it would totally shut down our society. And our people are not used to living without electricity and without refrigeration and without all the things, without the availability of food. There would be riots on our streets, a total disruption of our society. Now, the only way we're going to be able to get this done is for people to tell other people and then to bring pressure on our state legislatures. And if the state legislatures could enact legislation insisting that the utilities in their state put the insulation onto the transformers, and this is really what it requires to update the electric systems across America. But we can do it state by state, because obviously the people who control Washington, D.C. have no intention of protecting us. Our number is 877-254-7524. Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Doc, and back here at the American Freedom Network, and is our caller still there? I guess we lost our caller. Well, if you're out in the listening audience and you're concerned about the things we talked about, yes, who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Sam?
Yes.
Good morning. My name is Kathy, and I want to thank you so much for all the information that you give to us over the radio. However, sometimes it just seems pretty dismal, and I wanted to call and let you and others hopefully know that there is an antidote to all this, and it is our Savior. We have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who is ready, standing at the ready to help us. And if we would rise as a body and use our weapon of warfare, which is the Word of God, especially 2 Samuel 22:4, which says, "I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies." And if we as a nation would stand and on that scripture, we would see incredible, incredible changes.
Oh, I'm sure.
And
it
we
see,
are
this,
an
this
army,
is,
and
our
weapons,
the Lord.
Our secret weapon is the Word of God on this. And I might sound crazy, but this is really true, and I have used this on many situations, and it has completely turned them around. So I would just like to say the army of Christ needs to stand up and walk by faith on some of this.
But you know, they're slaughtering Christians over in Egypt today. Are you concerned about that? They're slaughtering Christians, certainly, in Syria.
Yes,
are you concerned about that?
Oh, I truly understand that.
They're slaughtering Christians all throughout the world. And people here say, if we just simply would rise up as a nation, this nation's turned against God. Our leaders are against God. They've taken God and prayer out of our schools. When was the last time you heard a minister advocate that we simply petition Congress to bring God and prayer back into our schools? And our ministers, certainly, they've changed the message and the music of our churches. And we can talk about, if we just simply would turn a little. Yes, if America had a great revival, do you see a great revival coming?
I honestly do not know. I would hope so, but I think that there's a starting point. And I think that the starting point is that we have to start wielding the sword of the Spirit. And
very,
that
very,
is
very well,
the word
but
of
I
God.
Mean, are you going to be able to prevent an EMP attack with that? And I believe God's going to bring his judgment on this nation. I believe God has turned his back on America because America has turned his back on God. And we can talk all we want to. You have to be practical. You're going to need a personal relationship with Jesus Christ to get you through what lies ahead. But terrible times are coming. And if we take a Pollyanna approach that nothing bad's going to happen, God never allows anything bad to happen to Christians, then you explain to me what's happening in Egypt today. You explain to me what happened to the Christians, the 10% of Iraq who were Christians who were destroyed by your military. Your military destroyed the Christianity in Iraq by imposing a constitution there under Sharia law. Are you concerned about that?
Yes, I am, but I still believe that the Word of God is stronger than that.
Well, it may very well be.
Yeah, I think
God
that the thing of this is that they've got to use
America,
it, and maybe they're not using it.
We can talk all we want to, but look and see what is happening. God could intervene. Well, why should he intervene with a nation that's turned their back on him?
Because there's always hope. There's always hope. And he disciplines in love. And
well, I appreciate your calling. I believe
have.
Our only hope personally is with Jesus Christ, but not for our nation unless there's a mass revival. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, but thank you for taking my call.
And thank you for loving our Lord, but we're in for some difficult, difficult times. And I really believe, unfortunately, an awful lot of Christians think, oh, nothing's bad's ever going to happen to me. I mean, we're going to be whisked away from here before anything bad happens. And I only wish that were true. I don't think it is. I think I hope and pray there's going to be a pre-tribulation rapture. But the rapture could come 50 years after America's fallen as a nation. And there's nothing in the Bible that says that bad things don't happen to Christians, especially when they sit back and do nothing in the face of the oppression of our Christian brothers and sisters in Egypt and Iraq and Afghanistan. There are no Christians left in Afghanistan thanks to the policies of the American government. There are only 1% of the population of Iraq today is Christian. It used to be 10%, but thanks to the American government and the fact that the Christians in America have not spoken against a totally immoral and certainly unjustified war in Iraq. Yes, Saddam Hussein was a wicked, terrible man. We put him in power. We kept him in power. We financed Saddam Hussein. We even gave him the chemical and biological weapons that he used to kill the Kurds, that he used to kill the Iranians. Our government did that. And people say, everything's going to be fine. We have two governments. We have a visible government. We have an invisible government. And the invisible government's in total control and using the financial and military power of the United States to destroy Christianity throughout the world and to destroy freedom-loving governments and replace them with tyrannies. And unfortunately, they are being imposed throughout this world. If you haven't read the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, we carry the book written by a man who is part and parcel of this effort to destroy representative governments throughout the world and replace them with oppressive dictatorships. And where is the outcry from the Christian church in America? Why, it's muted and it's silent. Are you still there?
Oh, I'm still here. And everything that you say is true, but we are also admonished to put on, you know, the weapons of our warfare and to put on our armor. And one of those pieces of our armor is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And let me tell you, there's power in it. And maybe they don't know that. Maybe a lot of Christians just don't know, you know, to do that, or they haven't done that.
God bless you. Thanks for your call. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at American Freedom Network, and this is the time I need to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you are in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you'd like to help us, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I mentioned the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. It was written by John Perkins, who was actually on the inside. He was part and parcel of this group of evil men who were using the financial and military power of America to bring all nations of the world under the control of this world government. He didn't understand all the implications of what he was doing, but he knew it, what he was doing was inherently wrong, getting nations of the world in debt so that their leaders would be forced to go along with the dictates from America. Confessions of an Economic Hitman is an important book, well worthwhile reading, and we actually have four interviews with John Perkins. We call it Economic Hitman. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then I mentioned two other books. One was, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. The other was the book called The Devil's Game, going into how the MI6, British Intelligence, organized the Muslim Brotherhood in 1928. And, of course, later on, the England became more dependent upon America. Our own intelligence agencies took over control of the Muslim Brotherhood. And, of course, it is being, in my estimation, used today to create the best enemy money could buy. You have to have an enemy if you're going to have a war. You can't have an enemy unless you have a war. That's why we financed the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. And if you don't believe that, you need to get my interview, The Best Enemy Money Could Buy, my interview with Professor Sutton. And we financed the Germans all during the war. If you don't believe that, well, you need, of course, to get my the book written by John Loftus, who has had a security clearance three levels above top secret, his book, America's Nazi Secret. Of course, we also carry Professor Sutton's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. Charles Higham is financing Hitler, I believe it is, Charles Higham's book, or Working with the Enemy, something of the sort. But anyway, of course, those books are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope many of you will want to come to our all-day conference. It's on October 21st. October 21st here in the beautiful Monterey Bay area. And call 800-544-8927. Get your reservation for our conference. And also, of course, you can get a special rate on your hotel room if you order it before the 20th of September. Otherwise, you'll just have to go to one of the other hotels or motels in this area. But our number, 1-800-544-8927. We're going to have certainly Ambassador Henry Cooper talking on EMP attacks. We'll have Lynn Marzulli talking about the spiritual aspect of what's going on today. We hope to have Ron Brown talking on finances, and of course I'll be talking about Agenda 21, the covert agenda. I think you'll find it a fascinating conference. all day long and call 1-800-544-8927 to make a reservation. And then, of course, we hope that you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 24 hours a day, archived, 4 hours live. And then we ask you to tell others. And then at RadioLiberty.com, please pray for our provision and our protection. Until tomorrow, thank you for doing
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and